This is VOA News. We have remote on Marissa Melton. Afghanistan's President Ashraf Ghani announced Monday that he finally has a clear plan to counter Taliban offensives across the country after his government was heavily criticized for its seeming lack of strategy in the past 3 months. The militants have made unexpectedly swift territorial gains, including taking over several key international border crossings as foreign forces withdraw from the country. In an address to a special joint session of the Afghan parliament, Ghani said Monday that he has a clear plan prepared for reaching stability in 6 months. He said the implementation of the plan has already started. This is the first time President Ghani addressed lawmakers since the announcement that U.S. and NATO forces were withdrawing. Without sharing specifics, Ghani said the military will be responsible for defending strategic targets, while the police will defend cities and strategic district centers. Afghanistan's intelligence agency will coordinate the people's militias, known as the anti-Taliban uprising forces. Ghani blamed the recent deterioration in the country's security to a sudden decision by the United States and NATO forces to leave, but he said it was now up to Afghans to manage the fallout, and it was Ghani's words, sudden decision about the decision to leave Afghanistan by U.S. and NATO forces. The United States and Britain said Monday the Taliban may have committed war crimes, accusing the insurgents of massacring civilians in a town on the border with Pakistan. They say the Taliban massacred dozens of civilians in revenge killings in Kandahar. The embassies of Washington and London said in separate tweets the murders must be investigated and those responsible held accountable. This is VOA News. Iran's foreign ministry said Monday that Tehran will respond promptly to any threat against its security. This came after the United States, Israel, and Britain blamed Iran for an attack on an Israeli-managed tanker off the coast of Oman. Tehran has denied any involvement in Thursday's attack, in which two crew members, a Briton and a Romanian, were killed. The United States and Britain said Sunday they would work with their allies to respond to the attack. A well-known Hong Kong pop singer and pro-democracy proponent was arrested Monday for performing songs at a political rally 3 years ago. Hong Kong's Anti-Corruption Commission said Anthony Wong urged attendees at the rally to vote for a pro-democracy candidate. The candidate who won was also charged for promoting the show and saying Wong would perform. He has been in jail since March on other charges. The Anti-Corruption Commission said that providing refreshments and entertainment at a political rally was, quote, corrupt conduct and a serious offense. Wong, who is 59, was released later on bail and has made no comment. He's expected to appear in court on Thursday. The European Union said an effort to repatriate a Belarusian athlete from the Tokyo Olympics was further evidence of what it called brutal repression by President Alexander Lukashenko. It said it welcomed Poland's decision to grant her a humanitarian visa. A spokeswoman for the EU foreign policy chief said the attempt to forcibly repatriate Kristina Szymanowska against her will does not respect any Olympic truce. And those are the words of the EU foreign policy chief spokeswoman. The 24-year-old was supposed to be in the Olympic stadium Monday to compete in the 200-meter heats, but instead was the subject of intense diplomatic wrangling. She was one of more than 2,000 Belarusian sports figures who signed an open letter calling for new elections and for political prisoners to be freed in Belarus. Lebanon's newly designated Prime Minister Najib Mikati said Monday a cabinet lineup will not be announced by midweek to coincide with the anniversary of the deadly Beirut port blast. The government of Hassan Diab, who is still caretaker prime minister, resigned en masse days after the August 4th explosion that killed more than 200 people last year. Mikati said he had hoped to clinch a deal before the anniversary of the explosion, but media reports say Lebanon's political parties are still bickering over portfolios in much the same way that has blocked a new government over the past year. Via remote, I'm Marissa Melton. This is VOA News.